Thanks, Kevin. Brandon Duhaime, my guest, outside the Wild dressing room. He's swigging some water back here. I'm guessing he's a bit tired. You were buzzing there today, my friend. Congrats on the win, and I'm sure it felt nice to contribute offensively as well.
For sure. You know, one of those that kind of, it almost seemed like it had eyes from when Freddie shot it from the half wall there, and I think it hit off my hip or something. So not much skill to that, but, you know, just standing in the right place, and Freddie does the rest.
How much confidence did just that one goal give you? Because you seemed to be all over the puck after that, setting up opportunities, creating more for yourself as well. Can one goal just give a player a little bit of a burst?
Yeah, I think that, you know, for anyone, even of all ages, you know, you score a goal and you kind of get a little pep in your step and a little bit of extra confidence. So I think it definitely plays a part.
Back-to-back wins for your hockey team. How much confidence does the team get now?
It's huge. Keep it rolling. I mean, we're obviously aware of everything going on, the standings and whatnot. So, you know, we're just got to keep piecing together some wins.
It's interesting you say that. Are you a guy that generally looks at the standings, or do you wait till after the All-Star break? How do you approach the day-to-day looking around the rest of the conference?
I'm not checking, but I got Twitter and Instagram. So,
you're aware.
It's on social media, exactly. We're aware of it, and, you know, we don't look too much into it, but I think we have the right mindset going into each game, and knowing there's 2 points on the line, and that you know, our lives are on the line every day.
Chatting with Brandon Duhaime on the post game show, the Wild win 4-3. You get the game winner in the final moments after Nashville had tied it. They rallied late. What was it like, first of all, when Nashville made it 3-3 in the final minutes?
You know, I think we knew that we had 40 seconds left or whatever it was, and You put that line on the ice, you know, anything can happen. So, you know, they were incredible all night, and, you know, they find one late there for us.
As one of the guys who generally gets extremely excited when good things happen for your hockey team, I'll phrase it that way. Yeah. What was it like then when Ryan Hartman has that puck off his chest with 20 seconds left?
If you ISO cam that bench, I don't think there was a guy that didn't jump up and start celebrating. So that might be more fun than being on the ice, I think, is being on that bench and celebrating with those guys.
Unless, of course, it's Dean Evason taking swings at you, because he's been known to
stay out of the crosshairs.
Yeah, he's throwing some shots at the assistant coaches. All right, for our radio listeners, obviously, you're sporting a pretty hefty-looking mustache right now. I didn't notice that earlier in the homestand. Is this a new thing?
I just change it up. Keep everyone guessing, I guess. So, we're on a little bit of a streak here, so I might keep it.
Yeah, keep scoring goals, keep the stash. Exactly. Thanks for doing this. Congrats on the win. We'll see you Tuesday when the Kings come to
town. Thanks, Joel.
That is Brandon Duhaime. Wild win it tonight, 4-3. The late goal from Hartman. Big time 2 points for Minnesota. Back to you, Kevin.